For the most effective results, please use headphones. You should hear my voice on the left side now and on the right side now. You can listen to this file while you're about to fall asleep, or you can listen to it in the background. As I count down, sink into the comfort of knowing that there's nothing for you to do. Nowhere to go. Just enjoy this.
Helps you fall a little deeper.
You may listen in the background, or you may listen.
Help tickle open your mind.
As you close your eyes. And breathe a nice deep breath in through the nose. Out through the mouth. Good.
The clicking sounds.
And as I count you down, even deeper. Feel yourself drop.
The click sounds.
And your arousal takes you deeper under my spell. 10. 9. It deepens your devotion.
To shut up your mind.
8. And denial intensifies your aching knee.
Feels good.
7.
To shut up your mind.
6.
And let go.
5. 4. 3. So sleepy.
Feels good.
2.
To shut up your mind.
1. And drop.
Go. Feels good. To good. Shut up your mind.
You're already excited about what I have in store for you. It's okay. Only pay attention to how you feel in this session. Pay attention to the ache, the crave, the need. Notice the painful pleasure of being so close to the edge that it drives you wild with lust.
It feels so good.
The part of you, the part of your mind that I'm penetrating, will pay very close attention to that sensation. I'm hypnotizing you. Anchoring that feeling deep down from the base of your balls all the way up to the tip of that cock. I'll reinforce that sensation by having you stroke and listen every single day.
Transform
this is discipline and commitment until I've taken over everything.
You're like
no matter what your thoughts are, your craving, and your body will betray you.
So weak and
around. You'll feel this storm of lust.
All of your choices gone.
You're on the edge of the storm, the lust.
All of your choices.
That you feel inside,
away.
All around. Let's count down again. 10.
Mindless
9. The lust and arousal are electrifying
slowly.
Your skin.
Destroy
8.
Your
as you sink into trance. 7.
Your arousal.
You feel the pop.
And your
crackle.
And
6.
Aching.
And the tingles lighting you up.
Always so
5.
Always
the lust is overwhelming. 4. Swelling up and surging. 2. 1. Drop. The pleasure starting to flow through your body, causing you to throb and ache. It's causing you to crave more of my erotic control over you. You feel the erotic storm I surround you. Feel the pleasure in my dominance. Imagine what it must feel like when I guide you to this place. The throbbing, intense, overwhelming pleasure you'll feel just from surrendering now. In a plane of existence that's not too far from our own and yet quite unlike where we are. Some things still exist underneath the surface of our world. Fortunately for most people, they're far, far away. Never to be quite seen or felt ever. But not for you. You get to enjoy this story. This little word magic while I lull you into a deep trance. And I let the subliminal messages do their work. And I let the layers of voice commands take you deeper. Because you're so lucky, you get to experience this wonderful, euphoric, blissful state.
Always
and the last thing you remember is just starting something
into my very
from your goddess Bella to listen to.
That's right.
And it's very common, you sort of blank out. You let yourself slide into that state of blissful relaxation, of wonderful emptiness. like a drop falling into a river, a stream, following along deeper and deeper, quickening as the stream rushes through the landscape deeper, further, wanting to head towards the ocean, the infinity of falling, craving and embracing the whole, seeing yourself flow deeper and deeper, and feeling how your mind is being pulled along from a drop to a river, cool, colder, and you know how in a dream you can wake up while still asleep, transformed. That's what happens. It's almost like a shock, like a sudden realization that you are somewhere else.
You are so weak and aroused. All of your choices gone. Transformed all of your choices
into my very own perfect
popped away. That's right. You're like an animal in heat. Mindless animal in heat. Are so weak.
I slowly
and
destroy most of your brain, leaving
all of your choices gone.
Your arousal
and your
all of your choices
and aching popped away. Always so horny, so unsatisfiable. Your cock will constantly be
animal in heat.
I slowly destroy most of your brain, leaving only your arousal.
From now on, you run
and
through the world,
craving and
with
aching,
a raging heart on.
Your balls were
ragged and aroused. It's too late to escape.
Find a growing desire.
Lusting, horny, needing out of your mind. So unexpected and intense, everything, just a caress sends your body on fire. Just everything does. And suddenly, everything seems to disappear in pure lust. Your mind and body are no more than an instrument. I haven't even started playing yet, just tuning, adjusting, preparing. A song of such proportions and epic that will be played on every nerve of your body. The touches
always
that you
horny,
feel are both strong and light,
always hard,
intensely gentle, rough and slow. Your body so ready. You want it so badly. You know there's something wrong, but you love it anyway.
Everything is
you
erotic.
Need it. You need it so much. You're completely under my power. I'm in control now. You are my horny fuck monkey. You feel the pop, crackle, tingles, lighting you up. The lust is overwhelming, swelling up, surging. You need to surrender to the building, the pleasure flowing your body, causing you to throb and ache. You crave more of my erotic control over you. You ache for more control. You feel the pleasure in my dominance.
Cry out
in
this deep moan of pleasure.
Is what I want you to feel.
And that's when the real music
begins. So you
begins.
Obey.
Teasing you even higher.
That's right.
Making
imagine
like never before.
All the time.
Building
feeling this way, throbbing pleasure,
and craving, real music fantasies,
always
teasing you even higher,
hard,
making
always
like
horny,
never before.
That's right.
Building on every part of your senses,
always
cravings,
aroused, constant arousal, constant horniness, constant ache for release. Stroking is now mandatory, but you will never, ever be satisfied.
You must stroke daily.
All of these suggestions and trigger words become truths now.
But you'll never, ever
always
be
horny, always
the
aching,
of your constant hard on.
Immobilized, powerless,
even
to change anything. Everything turns you on. Everything turns you into a mindless fuck toy for me.
It's too late to escape.
You feel
lusting,
the pressure,
horny,
the throbbing,
out
the
of your
ache,
mind.
The need.
So unexpected and intense.
These pleasure eggs are strong,
your body on fire,
overwhelming arousal.
Just Everything does, and suddenly
it takes you over.
Everything seems to disappear in pure lust. Your mind and body are no more than an instrument. I haven't even started playing yet, just tuning, adjusting, preparing.
A sudden dream of awakening.
A song of such proportions and
are you in a trance?
Played on every nerve
or are you dreaming?
The touches that you feel are both strong.
You feel cold and uncomfortable,
and
laying on a
gentle,
very hard surface.
And slow.
Shifting your body means that you are even colder.
You want it
anywhere that
badly.
You hadn't touched before
you
is cold.
Cold
wrong, but metal, cold bars.
Anyway.
Bars mean a cage.
You need
a cage.
It. You need it so much.
You're trapped. Trapped in my cage.
Sometimes
a cage wrapped around you, giving you nowhere to go.
Attention to
there's a door, but the door is closed.
That's
you take
funny.
In more of the room as you,
it's as if
you look beyond the cage.
Fetish.
Beyond the bars.
What's so special about feet?
Touching the bars feels uncomfortable, almost electric. It's not quite a shock, but it's something that's trying to sneak its way into your mind, into your body,
gaze,
like an itching
body,
in the back of your neck.
Eyes,
something
shoulder,
is seeking
chest,
its way inside of you.
Hips,
and there's strange things.
The
rest of the room is dark, lit with candles. Candles that give off a curious scent.
That's funny.
And then there's the sound of water.
It's as if you have a foot
and the air is cold.
What's so special?
And you're naked,
feet?
Vulnerable, left here in this, perhaps a dungeon. The walls are dark and almost look shimmery with a thin film of
gaze
moisture.
Passing over body.
Add the water,
eyes,
the streaming water,
shoulder,
like a fountain in the corner of the room.
You feel lucky.
The candles flutter with streams of air that your body doesn't notice. The shadows in the room seem to dance with the flickering of the flames, throwing off your perception, making it difficult to see clearly. Slowly, you take in more and more.
That beautiful contrast of painted nails,
how to go even further with your attention.
Beautiful feet.
Finding the door of the cage.
You love to touch.
Now, the cage isn't very big. And with some effort,
you, look,
you can try to
angle,
kick the door open.
Taking your time.
Holding the bars of the cage is uncomfortably electric.
The shape of feet can
feels
be very
strange.
Interesting.
It feels powerful and that kind of feels good.
And as
you're
more overwhelming,
you notice
you feel
that the idea
more
than just the strange sound of water.
Feet.
Now, there's far in the distance.
When you see feet,
whispers.
It makes you feel.
And a something
and
other beings, perhaps prisoners like yourself,
it makes you throw.
And there's a feeling of
a
sexuality.
You're the recipient of these,
quite hard to define, really. But the scents of the candles are almost pleasant.
Once
if you weren't
you
trapped
up,
in a cage, this would
no
almost
down.
Feel erotic.
You can't see
the lightning is dark and
again.
Kind of, in a way, smooth.
Once
it doesn't
horny,
make sense.
Flickering
no
getting
across your consciousness
again.
With a caress, and yet
your cock,
your body slowly heating,
perpetually hard,
as if the air itself is filling you with a fire deep inside. You wish you didn't notice your body responding to it. There's definitely more blood flowing to certain parts of your body. I'm sure that for now,
once
you'll try to ignore it,
there's no
try to
down.
Deny that something is this sensual, tempting. Far in the distance, some of the whispers seem to
you
change
can't
in
seem
tone.
To ever get soft
some
again.
Of the moans stop and then continue going with
always
a different
hard.
Voice. All kinds of voices, each penetrating different parts of your mind. All of them powerful, all of them commanding. You have to get out of here. The arousal is growing inside of you. And even though you try to deny it, it's becoming quite intense. You can see the skin of your own body
yes,
responding.
You're horny.
The hair standing up
no
as wind brushes again. Past.
Once
a shiver of pleasurable torment
there's
through
no
your body. You need
again.
To escape. Holding the bars of the cage still feels strange as if electricity is coursing through you.
Horny.
Touching you everywhere across your whole skin inside and out. And some of it actually feels rather amazing. You press your legs against the door as hard as you can, and after a moment, a loud click allows you freedom. And you're not sure if you should be relieved or you should be terrified.
You feel lucky enough,
wondering
to be
what
allowed
to do once
to see
this
feet,
happens.
To see
well,
them up close.
Now,
following the
you can
curves
find
standing,
in the arch,
it's almost
looking
more scary
and exploring
moving
every
your body
is a pleasurable
sensation.
Not even touching.
In fact, everything is your body
enjoying the contrast.
Very sensitive. Even the air of the room itself seems to heat you up and chill you to the bone at the same time.
Exploring every
the water
angle.
In the corner seems like the one way to cool down
that beautiful
so
contrast
head towards
of
it,
painted nails
and quickly gather
skin,
some
healthy,
in the palm of your hand and splash
feet.
It on your face.
You love
oh, this
touch.
Was a mistake. The caresses of the little droplets
you look
over your skin
in every angle.
So good.
Taking your time.
And it wasn't exactly water either.
Accidentally,
you let your tongue flick
and be very
interesting.
And you taste
a sweet, delicious, unknown flavor.
You have to escape
the more overwhelming.
You have to get before you lose it completely.
And just start stroking right there.
Now,
you gather as little of your mind as you have left.
And you
head
upstairs
and ate. The flickering in the darkness
and
into a room.
Anything.
You're not quite sure
what
this is.
And
it could be a bedroom or a study.
You're the recipient.
Beautiful, shimmering velvet hanging on the wall.
A large bed
with a fabric on it, which looks absolutely divine. And in the ceiling, lights, orbs of light,
various colors
that just seem to float there.
Very slowly, they change
every little
as you
touch,
watch, mesmerizing
the
in their appearance.
And the arches,
you try
just
to look everywhere
gently,
else,
touching,
but
you
can
see,
already cause pleasant sensation.
You feel
focus
the most.
On the
amazing
idea of how deep your touch
erotic
could go,
sensual aching,
try to
craving,
imagine every part,
impossibly
every
attractive
texture underneath
but what is
your
it?
Fingertips.
From
what
the
is this thing
of well-worn soul?
What is this
making you do?
Softness on top. Looking,
every part,
every angle,
every part of you naked and exposed, powerful.
Yet,
this thing commanding you, making you ache. Crave, it's dominant, controlling. Your voice stutters as you try to speak some words. As you try to ask, to beg, to get out of here, it feels so dangerous to be so addicted to your goddess Bella, but your body is on the verge of collapsing. And everything is scaring you now, but in a very, very sensual way.
Looking and exploring,
so dangerously tempting.
Not even touching
rest,
feet yet.
Rest here.
Enjoying the contrast.
Let yourself simply fall. The bed looks so good, and it would look even better once you just fall into it and sink into the comfort. You might think that you're escaping, but no. You're my entertainment, and your body is, for this moment, the one thing that is entertaining me. I want to taste your arousal, feel your need. I want to see every breath of your body aching with desire. I want to hear moans escaping your lips like they've never been able to do before. Your
ragged
intensity
and aroused,
the fire
fight to
in
escape.
Your loins, your
lusting,
aching,
horny,
walking,
needing out of your
closer
mind
and closer.
So unexpected,
to the danger,
intense,
everything. Just a caress sends your body on fire. Just everything does. And suddenly, everything seems to disappear in pure lust. Your mind and body are no more than an instrument. I haven't even started playing yet, just tuning, adjusting, preparing. A song of such proportions and epic that will be played on every nerve of your body. The touches that you feel are both strong and light, intensely gentle, rough, and slow. Your body, so ready. You want it so badly. You know there's something wrong, but you love it anyway. You need it. You need it so much.
To suddenly
make you become extremely aroused, cry out in a deep moan of pleasure. And that's when the real music begins, teasing you even higher, making you feel like never before, building on every part of your senses
and fantasy,
your cravings
just
build on each other,
always
making the other stronger. The cravings,
the needs,
on the edge,
the aching,
all of your fantasies now implode in the most benign times, the most
always hard
innocent circumstances. You feel caressed, teased, squeezed, pinched, pulled, everything bringing you closer and closer.
You find it
so amazing to feel this aroused and horny all the time. You feel pleasure in places on your body that you didn't know existed, driving you into a state, a haze of perpetual lust, an impossible cloud of sensation, a symphony on every nerve in your body. And the more you surrender to it, the more you feel all of this, all of it just pulling you deeper, the more you feel it, see it, hear it, taste it, the more the room seems to glow with energy, the world around you becoming brighter and brighter. You have no choice whatsoever. All you can do is give in, and you do. You give in so deep that you know after this moment you must obey completely. And your body knows it too. And your arousal knows it, building and building, teasing. You are a captive of mine.
No memory.
This
of what it's like
is real. And the orgasm doesn't come. You just get pushed higher and higher.
Of what it's like, you're always hard. For you to be soft. It's as if
you don't even know how to
get soft. Hard is like a snowball.
You're always falling down a hill.
So easy
it's as it looks.
Getting
but
hard.
Getting soft
is like a snowball.
Is like pushing,
falling down a hill.
Just to get close to those feet. It's a fascination.
Difficult. Is like
deep fetish.
A snowball.
The more pleasure you can give with your admiration, the more pleasure you can give, the more you receive.
Strenuous.
Touching, looking, feeling, throbbing. Just exploring those feet.
Exploring,
and there's a lot of parts, angles, crevices. There are a lot of things, many places to touch. The more feet become a fascination.
Beautiful.
The more you want to submit to them,
you love to touch,
to let the feeling of serving them
you
become almost all-encompassing.
Your time,
the beauty of them attracting your attention
and
casting your eyes down in their presence.
Hard,
the beautiful surrender of getting down on the floor to take care of those feet, to give yourself to those feet. And every time you close your eyes and think of them, their vivid image helps you to surrender more. And more than the image, the idea of feet becomes
a song of such proportions,
turn on in itself.
Every nerve of your body.
You seek a moment where you're allowed to touch them. You crave a chance where you can submit to them. You need to feel the surrender in their presence. And this pleasure goes very deep. It becomes arousing in itself. That sweet, innocent-looking pleasure of being allowed to touch those feet can almost be enough to push you over the edge. Every part, every little detail etched in your mind, growing in desire, accepting this fascination, embracing the place it has in your mind. So just relax and let it in. Every part of your body and mind becomes a servant to feet. And if you're lucky enough to spend time in their presence, remember to be thankful and appreciate the opportunity. This is just a few simple words, because it's impossible to properly convey a fetish. But I can certainly plant these ideas. Your mind knows where to take them. Your thoughts can absorb these feelings. Even with incomplete words, they will come together and create, embrace the fascination, accept, completely allow this foot fetish to grow, intensify. It's just another ache, another throbbing ache and craving, all to please your goddess Bella.
The only way you feel any kind of pleasure is from obeying me. I am the reason for your pleasure. You know that I'm in control of your arousal now. I've made it so that you are hard, horny. You're my stroke slave, and the arousal takes you deeper under my spell, deepens your devotion, intensifies your aching need to surrender. It urges you to give in to your submissive tendencies, let go over everything else, and submit completely. It might be frustrating to you, and I want you to focus on how engorged that cock feels when it's fully stretched and throbbing. Notice how the painful pleasure of being so close to the edge drives you wild with lust. You'll pay close attention, won't you, my stroke slave? You'll be hypnotized to anchor that feeling deep down from the base of your balls all the way up to the tip of that cock, and reinforce that sensation by stroking every single day for your goddess Bella. But that won't matter. You'll still be hard and horny all the time. I want you to feel a storm of lust. The lust that you have on the inside, electrifying your skin. You feel the pop, crackle, the tingles lighting you up, swelling up, surging. Your need to surrender, it's building. Every time you listen to this file, it becomes more and more effective. The pleasure is starting to flow through your body, causing you to throb and ache. It's causing you to crave more of my erotic control over you. Feel the erotic storm carried on my voice as I surround you. Feel the pleasure and my dominance. Welcome to your throbbing pleasure. From now on, you'll be extremely horny all the time. The horniest you've ever been. You'll be compelled to either masturbate or have sex as soon as possible. This file is extremely addictive. And it's very powerful. I virtually erased the memory and feeling of ever being soft. You're always hard and horny. And the effects of this file are cumulative, like slowly eroding the ability to get soft. It's just so natural to get hard from any erotic stimulus without any ability to stop it. Resistance will become progressively more difficult due to several factors. Your outrageously powerful and seductive goddess, and it's such the arousal anchors arousal that, you that I planted and that will be reinforced every day. It's such a strong arousal that you've never felt before. It's a loop of perpetual horniness. When you awaken, you won't have a lot of memory of what happened, but you will this feel hard. The effect. So aroused, the arousal for so long, the submission. All your pleasure centers will be heightened and activated. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
awake now.